Back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'll say this. My daughters are looking forward to the elections in November. To them, it's the most important one ever. And I think Tony Evers is going to beat Michael. And Michael and Michael ripped Clayfish terrible with the negative ads. Good luck to Mandela. And the rest of the candidates running, it looks pretty good for the Democrats, from my viewpoint anyway. I just wanted to chime in on Robin Voss. I think he is really hurt politically. And I never realized, which is kind of spooky to me, how much power Trump still has. As far as endorsing people for the election, it's just totally unbelievable. Trump is, they just keep standing behind him. But I'm on your side here. I don't think Robin Voss will be the leader of the assembly because of this. I mean, I think anybody more credible running against him probably would have beat him. So that's my thoughts this morning. Love you, Tony. You got to win. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Excellent comments as always. Let me tell you something. I agree with you on Robin Voss. Let me tell you this. The legislators, there's a shifty kind of hard-eyed look to a lot of them because they all want to stay in office. They will say anything and do anything on the Republican side. They're gerrymandered. They know it. They have to appeal to the crazies on their right. They know they have to do that. And Trump right now controls. Now, does he control completely? No. But on the other hand, if Trump is going to endorse you and it's going to mean a big chunk of votes, in a primary, you know, you just want a plurality. You don't necessarily need a majority. There's a number of candidates. Trump can throw, 30% of the vote to you, 35? That'll nominate you in most races. Now, Voss was already under attack by people in his party. The people in gerrymandered parties that are appealing to a fringe, they're desperately afraid of losing their seats. There isn't an ounce of loyalty, morality, or bonding at all. They will turn on him like dogs, like a dog pack. They will bite him to death. And before this happened, a lot of them had already attacked him. Michaels had attacked him. Ramphin had attacked him. He endorsed Clayfish, and Clayfish distanced herself. Can you believe that? Distanced herself. Gableman has paid over $1 million in supporting his fees, his salary, his staff, over $1 million, and there's no end in sight. And now Voss is paying to defend him against misconduct charges at my expense, at your expense, at all our expense. That's not right. And yet, Gableman turned on him like a dog and endorsed Steen because Trump had endorsed Steen. And Steen almost pulled it off. And Steen is a nonentity. It's the flatulence of a goose flying at 1,000 feet going south, disappears in the ozone. There's nothing there. Steen. Yet Gableman jumped ship. Voss blasted Gableman today. Said he was no good. He'd been highly recommended. He's bad news. Voss, I got a question. Are you going to continue to use my tax dollars to support the misconduct charges against Mike Gableman for calling the judge a lady in a beard and then insulting a female lawyer in the court and saying that the judge was trying to get her into his chambers? I was supposed to pay to defend that. I practiced law a long time. I never saw a lawyer do something like that. First of all, the vast majority of lawyers, it wouldn't occur to them. They're moral, honest people. But the handful of lowlifes aren't crazy enough to do that. But here, they're crazy enough to do it. You want to know why? Because they know they will have their fees paid. Why should we pay a fine, which is really what a sanction is, $250,000? Why should I pay that in your whole lifetime, you're not going to pay 250 grand state taxes, state taxes, state taxes. And yet, it's going to go right out the window to pay a fine. To pay a fine for Gableman shooting his mouth off, then he attacks Voss, and Voss is going to still pay him. Let me tell you something. This is wrong, very, very wrong. And Voss is not going to be speaker anymore. And the only sad question is, what nut are they going to put in who's even worse? That's the question. So stand by. Going to the lines, Jack of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's on your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves this country.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, you're a great host. I like your no-nonsense approach to business. Anyhow, I'd like to have, I saw something kind of, in one way it's funny, in another way it's not. You probably know about that, where the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. And I guess there were a bunch of signs out there saying around Mar-a-Lago, say, lock him up. And that was kind of funny. The other part that may not be so funny is I think this idiot Trump, I think he really took some very highly classified documents, because there's a lot of things that are classified that they don't want the general public to know. And I think this is more serious than people really think. But I'd just like to get your thoughts on that. And thank you for giving me some airtime.
Well, thank you, Jack. I always enjoy having you call in. Yeah, and you've hit the nail on the head, which is going to be our 7 o'clock segment today. But I'm going to preview it, because you raised some very, very good points. And there has been an uproar on the Republican Party about the search warrant that was executed. And I want to say two things leading into the 7 o'clock segment. One of them is this, that if you were dealing with honest, normal people, which Trump is not, you could issue a grand jury subpoena and say, preserve those documents and turn them over, everything you took from the White House. Come to find out that Trump and his people lied to the FBI. 7 months ago, they met with him, and they said, all we have are these 15 boxes. So they looked at the boxes, they took them, and a lot of them were shredded or ripped up. But then they looked further, and they realized that they'd lied, and they still had other documents and said they didn't. So when they went back with the search warrant, they knew, since they lied once, they're not going to comply with a subpoena. A subpoena is simply a document that says on a certain date, turn it over. But a search warrant, you grab them by surprise. But you know something, that is not something that's done politically, and it's not something that's just done by the FBI. A federal judge has to decide to do it, not the FBI. The federal judge has to look at the affidavit and say, all right, I don't like the execution of search warrants in general. What's the crime that was allegedly committed? And here it is taking top secret documents that would injure and imperil the United States' foreign policy. Then secondly, what makes you think they're there? And then they describe why they think they're there. And it has to be preponderance of the evidence. It has to be a felony. The judge then looks, and then the law is he signs the affidavit, or he signs the search warrant. And they go in, and they act professionally. They told the Secret Service, who guards the place 45 minutes beforehand, we're going in. And then the Secret Service brought them in. And then they, in an orderly fashion, went through and took back documents that had been stolen from the United States. So, Jack, thanks a lot. That's a preview of the 7 o'clock segment. Going back to the lines briefly before the break, Rick of Madison. Thanks for calling us your mind, Rick. Rick of Madison, what is on your mind today, Rick? Okay, Rick, if you get a chance, call back in. Apparently there's some glitch, and it's on your end because we're getting calls. One other thing I want to point out, appeals court just came down, and appeals court said that Trump's tax returns must be released to Congress. That is very welcome. Before, Trump had blocked it when he was president. Biden unblocked it. Trump still said he executive privilege on his own tax returns. Baloney. The Court of Appeals in D.C. said it has to be turned over to the Ways and Means Committee. The Ways and Means Committee is one of the most important ones in the Congress. And there is a statute that says they can at any time demand the production of anybody's tax return. Trump interfered with that for several years. Now they're going to get it. And they're going to look at it. And if there is tax fraud there, they are going to make sure that's pursued. The other thing is, if he did not commit tax fraud and if he reported all income, he's going to have to disclose the LLCs and the entities that paid him. And they're all going to have very, very kind of unremarkable names, like the ABC LLC and the Bradford LLC. But they'll trace them. And if they go back to Moscow, Russia, they go back to St. Petersburg, Russia, that's got to come out. That's got to be pursued criminally, because that is just dead wrong. Russians have had their fingers into Trump for a long time. Fortunately, Biden got them out. We cannot let them get back in, given what Russia is doing around the world. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.